This is the December 18 edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, traveling, of course, this week on the Illinois Farm Economics Summits, our last day on the road back to Champaign this evening. We're in Mount Vernon, Illinois. We're now joined by Mike Zuzulo, who's in Atchison, Kansas. He's at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Todd. Hope your travels are going well.
They are. We've serviced a whole bunch of folks all week long, a lot of bankers, a lot of farm owners, and a lot of landowners. And what's really good to know, Mike, is there are a whole lot of Will Ag listeners on the program this week, too. So it's been fantastic. They've all asked about each and every one of our analysts at some point, you included. And I'm wondering, when I look at this marketplace today, what's been rallying the soybean market? I thought maybe it might bounce after hitting lows earlier in the week, but certainly I didn't expect a two-day event.
Well, you got to think that maybe some of this has to do with the Federal Reserve update and the fact that we did get the liftoff that we were hoping for, that they're going to do kind of a one-then-done type of raising rates, Todd. And they spoke specifically about being surprised about further downward moves in the oil since the August time period. And they also noted the dollar and the need for them to be accommodative on that. So I'm thinking that's part of it, but probably in the more short term, I think it goes back to center west Brazil weather. They pulled a lot of moisture on the models this week, especially on Thursday. And I think the fears about the Argentine peso devaluation that we're seeing right now are being offset by almost daily export sales reports to either unknown destinations or China. We had another one on Friday morning.
So the idea here is that U.S. exports remain strong and that Brazil, which would be a primary exporter of soybeans out of South America, Argentina is mostly bean meal. Is that, I think that's correct, or is it the opposite way around?
No, it's usually bean meal, but they do have a surplus of soybeans, whereas they have probably a million tons of corn and wheat each if they wanted to export more, with the export tax being cut to zero. But in the soybeans, I think the trade's more nervous that Argentina will actually ship out physical beans instead of meal and compete directly with us and with Brazil.
Something yet to come. So today's event tied with Brazilian weather, and they do export whole beans to China, so that would be direct competition. How bad do you think it is at this point? And it's really tough. We were talking about this on the road this week. We're most of the way through a drought, or the problem's already done before we get it worked into the marketplace and we get caught up with it.
Yeah, I think it's a kind of a two-pronged answer that I'll give you, Todd. I think that we're probably slipping below 100 million metric tons in the soybean crop for Brazil at this stage if these weather models end up being correct. And keep in mind, we're talking about a 6 to 10 day time frame where they're going to get some moisture here in the next 5 days, but then it really becomes tough to get moisture in the second set of 5 days. If that occurs, it's probably going to be a lower production, and I'd put it below 100 million metric tons. I think the other side of this goes back to what allows you to rally in a weather market. Well, I think you got the dollar market off your back and the Federal Reserve off your back, so that the trade is once again looking at weather instead of just saying, oh, who cares if we don't have the demand because of the stronger dollar. And you know what we need right now is just good old-fashioned follow through on decent volume. And I say decent because we're going into the holiday week, but if we could get a close above 382 in March corn, I think that would stimulate a buy signal in the short term. And you know, we've got a really good upward movement in the beans for the week, and beans have been and continue to be threatened to be the weaker suit of cards, that they will drag down wheat and corn. So very nice that they're not doing this.
And given all of that and your suggestion that beans have been and continue to threaten to be the weakest of the commodities, how quickly can it turn if the rains turn on? And remembering that their time frame there is about June at this point, so a lot of the season yet to go.
Yeah, and then you'll see some harvesting in probably a little over 30 days by the same token. I would say to you that it's not going to help the crop if we do miss these next 2 weeks of rains. That probably enough damage has been done, because there's been certain areas of center west Brazil that have been struggling ever since the end of October.
Take corn up more in depth for me. What does that commodity look like to you this week? And as we go into the week of Christmas and New Year's, where sometimes we have pretty limited trade and opportunities that might evolve there.
Yeah, I think this is where the corn market's probably on the low end of the trading range, especially after hitting those lows on Thursday. We went right down to the long-term trading range on the weekly and monthly charts, and I want to say that we're on a long-term low, trading range low at this point, and we're going to find some short covering. How much short covering really goes back to the idea of the technicals and this follow-through and the momentum shifting in the aftermath of the Federal Reserve. I have the suspicion that there have been some end users that have been on the sidelines globally because they've been waiting for the Federal Reserve to talk. As accommodative as the Fed has been about almost acting like they want a soft dollar policy after this, after her press conference, Chairwoman Yellen's press conference, I want to think that there's going to be some global demand and users come in and start looking to get some corn bought. So I'd be looking for that, especially after the first of the year.
Any other fundamentals you've been watching that we should pay attention to? I know crude oil has been down on its lows for the week and then bounced some.
Yeah, we you hit it on the nose. Crude oil and cattle have been the two that have been punished the most here in this strong dollar environment. We've got lock limit up in the cattle and the feeders, and we're starting to see a little bit of a turn in the crude. So copper is also up a couple 3%. So the fear of China is diminishing as we go into the end of the week. That is very welcome news to the commodity long. I think it goes back to, in the final analysis, does the Fed lift off, pave the way for the commodities to lift off now?
What do you have planned for us in the new year? Are you looking at some new research? You're always looking at macroeconomics. Got anything in mind for the coming year?
Yes, I do, actually. I've been working pretty hard on, I just updated the Chinese analysis on the Chinese economy and what that looks like. I'm looking to get even more detailed about that with some new colleagues and some new contacts there in Asia. I'm also trying to establish some new contacts and colleagues in South America and making headway on that, because I do think that we've been under this circumstance where South America hasn't really challenged us that much because one of us have had tight supplies versus the other. But now we're getting into that situation. If we don't see a full-blown weather market, we may have to really watch how high is, because we may have ample supplies for the next couple of years. So we'll have to keep a closer eye on that, I think.
All right. Well, stay with me for just a second. We'll take a look at the weather forecast real quick, which says that today in Urbana-Champaign, we'll have a chance of flurries after the noon hour. Partly sunny, a high of 35 degrees. It'll be breezy out there with the west wind at 16 to 20. It'll gust to 28. A chance of flurries before 9 p.m. this evening. Partly cloudy and a low of 20 on a west-northwest wind at 10 to 15. And then on Saturday, sunny skies here. It'll be 36 degrees. West-northwest winds at 6 to 10. And Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 28. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 52 degrees. On Sunday night, showers are likely, cloudy of 42-degree low on Sunday evening, and on Monday, partly sunny, a high 47. Tuesday, partly sunny, and a high near 49 degrees. Mike, thanks for being with us. A couple of other items. When you look forward over the 2016 year, what are your thoughts for producers as it relates to price outlook, and maybe if they need to think about marketing either corn or soybeans?
I think you're at a situation still, Todd, where you're probably needing to sell rallies in the upper end of the trading ranges, and I would put that around the 935, 950 level for new crop beans and 420 to 435 in the new crop corn. And you know, very similar to what we talked about in Bloomington, I think the big thing that is going to need to be focused on to combine your previous question with this question is, will the trade, will the funds, the investment sector make a distinction between the ag sector, which is looking very healthy in terms of commodity demand, versus the industrial and energy sectors, which are the ones that have been lagging and really are the biggest problem for the sentiment in the investment community when it comes to commodities. And I'm challenged to say yes right now, but that's part of that 2016 analysis. If we do get an increase in demand for ag, real demand, because the dollar flattens out, I think they very well could make a distinction between the ag sector versus the industrial sector. But that industrial sector maybe keeps a lid on how high is. So still trade into, you know, rallies and sell into rallies, especially before we know the February base price for crop insurance.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us today. Really do appreciate it.
My pleasure, and safe travels, sir.
That, of course, is Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. Joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. The whole of our programming at will.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. More ag programming from Mount Vernon during the closing market report at 2:06.